This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
You're listening to the Is the Mic Still On podcast, episode 103. Is that right, B?
Yeah.
It's 103?
103.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Just a quick announcement. We are leaving SoundCloud and moving over. We will still be able to get the show. It'll be on Apple Podcasts. It'll be on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. Everywhere. We just won't be publishing to SoundCloud anymore, but we definitely want to keep the conversations going. So we're starting a Discord. Saw a few comments in the comment section about Discord and a couple of people that are on it. So we'll create a community over there. We'll create a community on Reddit. We'll create a community on Facebook. So you guys will be able to kind of talk about the show and engage back and forth with us, because, you know, we value that and we appreciate everything that you guys are saying. Of course, there's always Twitter and there's always Facebook and there's always Instagram. So you guys will still be able to reach us. We just won't be publishing on SoundCloud anymore. So make sure you guys will subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast.
Then we'll also have the YouTube page where we do the highlight videos, where you can also leave comments as well.
Right. And I think we have a community tab on there. So that'll be active too.
And I think we just reached like 1,000 over there on that channel.
1,000 what?
Subscribers.
What are you looking at? We have way more than 1,000.
Yeah, we've been had that, bro.
I heard you say that on another podcast. I'm like, what is he talking about? It was on the podcast, and I don't think I realized what you said. We have like almost 5,000 subscribers on it.
Yeah,
is the
check yourself,
yeah, my bad. Yeah. Hey, man, look.
That's crazy.
Look.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I was like, what is people talking about?
I said, better ask about me.
Okay. Thank you for
a lot of work is going into that page, man.
Yeah. Thank you for 1,000.
Disrespect.
Y'all keep subscribing. Y'all keep subscribing.
Do you see it now?
Yeah, I see it now.
Okay.
Do you see it now?
That voice you guys heard was Naturally Nay.
Hello.
She's back.
Hi.
For the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you guys, the response to the live call-in was very, very positive. You guys really want us to do that more. So we're going to integrate that into the show.
Real quick, I want to apologize to anybody I was mean to. Some people took me seriously.
About what?
About when I was being a dick when they were trying to call in.
Really?
So, yeah.
They took you seriously?
So I'm going to go ahead and just apologize. I'm sorry, you guys. I really wasn't trying to be mean. I was just joking. But I know some of you guys don't get my totally whack sense of humor. So if you were offended by anything I said, I apologize.
That bitches. What, they reached out to you? They reached out to you and said it?
Couple of them.
They were like, Mike, you really hurt my feelings.
Bad.
They said you really
hurt
my
feelings. Well, one of them kind of jokingly was like, yo, I'm the guy you were yelling at. And I was like, I wasn't really yelling. I was playing. But then another person was like, yeah, you were saying, I don't know, whatever.
I got you. Oh, yeah, because one was like, it was cool that you kept saying my name or something like that.
Oh, no, he was cool. It was another guy.
Okay.
Anyways.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. As I mentioned earlier, man, just follow the show and share the show. Please. Yeah, that helps the show grow. And, you know, we're looking to continue to do more exciting and creative things in 2019. So as always, man, we want to kick things off with facts only. And I don't really think we have a major one, but I did see someone say, and I haven't fact check this, or maybe I should have, but somebody said that Louis C.K. was half Mexican, and that's why he felt comfortable saying that.
I did see that.
You saw that? Mike threw his phone down. Let me also add, real quick, that W. Hunting said that he thinks the reason Louis C.K. felt comfortable saying it around Chris Rock in particular is that Louis has been writing for him for almost 30 years, and he wrote, you know, Pootie Tang. And because
favorites.
Of their, I do like that movie too.
I hate that movie.
What the fuck's that got to do with him saying nigga or
nigger? Right.
What the fuck's that got to do with
just
anything?
The fact that he's probably been writing racially charged jokes for Chris Rock for a really long time. So if he's writing the jokes, he probably has
feels comfortable.
Yeah, talking about them.
Okay, well then you know what? That makes me think that he's even stupider than I thought he was before.
Huh? He being
because
Chris Rock.
No. Not he being Chris Rock. Louis C.K. However you pronounce the S or not, I don't give a fuck. if he thinks that just because you're writing racially charged jokes that means that the entire world is supposed to see you saying nigger and not get pissed, then you're a fucking idiot, right. Louis Lewis.
Yeah.
So I don't think that has anything to do with shit. And him being half Mexican,
they get the pass.
From who?
They've gotten the pass from the black community.
Pass these nuts. I'm learning.
Yeah, I see. I was like, yeah.
So that's all I got from there. But yeah, continue to drop those nuggets in there with us, man. As I mentioned before, Discord, Facebook, social media, wherever.
That was the only one?
Yeah, that was on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We got a lot of comments on that episode. Like, it was 70 comments. So it was crazy.
That's the most
so.
I've ever seen for
yeah.
comments on that show.
Yeah, I don't want to talk comedians no more.
Yeah, so we'll hear some of those in the comment commentary
he
section.
He confirmed it.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia says his nationality is American and Mexican.
Mm. All right. Then,
I don't care.
Right.
Shit.
I'm about to say,
we didn't let J-Lo say it.
Oh, we sure did get mad.
Really?
I didn't even really care that much about that. I don't know why.
But Big Pun said it.
What?
We got mad when Big Pun said it?
No, but I'm just saying, Pun said it.
That's why
Fat Joe said it too.
Yeah, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe too.
But J-Lo could
Cuban
not.
Link said it.
J-Lo couldn't say it.
They didn't like J-Lo
saying it.
I think it kind of depends if you're white passing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think people consider her white passing, Hispanic yeah. versus people consider
white
Joe.
Passing.
No,
just make sure you understood what I said.
Fat Joe? He looks.
Is Fat Joe white passing? Thank you.
No.
You think Fat Joe is white passing?
Until he opened his mouth?
Fat Joe will look white.
I know.
I mean, I don't think J-Lo really looks white either, but I don't think Fat Joe looks white.
But I'm just saying, if J-Lo...
Because he likes...
Because to me...
Right.
I'm just saying, if you're saying J-Lo's white passing, then to me, it's no difference with Fat Joe.
I think it's more about the community.
The community and the culture.
No, at that point in time, because she was doing movies in Hollywood, and then all of a sudden, you jump into this hip-hop, you know, make music. And now you're hip hop and you feel like you
just
because
you date Diddy.
Yeah,
she thought I was a fly girl.
What do you? Man, do you know where she grew up?
She probably could have said
she
it when she
girl.
Was a fly girl.
You forgot that? Person.
Yeah, but then she jumped into Hollywood.
But yeah, that is a good
and
point.
Started
yeah.
making movies with George Clooney and such. And.
And you don't think Jenny from the Block was saying it when she was on the block?
I didn't care about J-Lo saying it, to be honest.
I didn't.
It didn't really bother me.
It bothered a lot of women though. I remember it bothering a lot of women. Yeah.
Anyway.
Men didn't really care.
Because like, J-Lo. Yeah.
Say what you want. Call me, nigga.
You are J-Lo. All right,
man. I think the biggest thing that's happened is, of course, surviving R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we jumping right into that?
We're going to jump right into surviving R. Kelly, and then we're going to lighten it up a little bit as we go along. But
who came up with this out loud?
We can't bear the lead.
Got you.
But yeah, man, surviving R. Kelly, man.
You know what I find interesting about this documentary, this six-part documentary, is that, you know, before, usually whenever they always talk about Aaliyah, talk about R. Kelly, like, or if it's like a certain behind the music of Aaliyah, they always used to skip over the R. Kelly era. You know what I'm saying? Or even if they're doing a documentary about R. Kelly, they brush past like his Aaliyah involvement. But with this, I was really surprised.
I think that has a lot to do with her
dug
family.
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, her family has a bad history with Lifetime because of the Aaliyah biopic. and biopic, oh, however.
And they showed it right before the damn Survivor R. Kelly.
I think because this was on Lifetime and the family, because I think anything else has come out, the family's been either involved or mm-hmm. very particular about what you say about mm-hmm. Aaliyah and what you can and can't touch on. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that Lifetime's already kind of messed up any relationship they had with that family. Yeah, they was like, are we going in?
Yeah, they went. I was really surprised how they, and of course, you know, back then hearing about it, it's like, damn, that's weird. Like, Aaliyah and R. Kelly married? Like, what the hell? Like, mm-hmm. isn't she 15? But, like, I didn't know.
Thank you. You knew that at the time, right?
Of course. I mean, yeah. Especially if you live in Detroit. Everybody
exactly.
knew that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember.
She's throwing shade at me.
I am. Just a little petty shade.
Who?
What?
That one didn't.
You didn't know? I didn't know she was 15. I thought she was. I thought yes. she was. Because then they.
She was like the same age as Keela at the time when that was happening.
Yeah, I didn't
but
realize.
But they manipulated that whole story back then. That's right, why. Right.
And that's probably why.
No, they didn't. They were very clear about the fact
very clear
that
they
were. I just knew she was young.
Forged. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I see. I don't remember all that.
I think it's because y'all just blocked it out because his music was so good at the time.
No, that wasn't why. For me personally.
Well, not for you.
Okay, I know what you mean.
You probably heard it in passing, but it didn't stick because R. Kelly was a huge person at the time. That's what I'm saying.
I always just thought that. You know, he dated a very young girl.
No, bro. Everyone knew she was under. She couldn't
drive.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I heard. I'm gonna tell you what
you remind me of a Jeep, and they were like, "Bitch, she can't drive." What are you talking about?
I'm gonna tell you what I remember. What I remember is R. Kelly being older and dating Aaliyah. She was barely legal, like 17, about to be 18. I'm just telling you how I remember it.
Okay,
it's like that. She was 17, and then when she finally got of age, that's when they got married. That's what I heard.
Because that was the spin that it started out as, mm-hmm. and then it started to leak out that she was 15.
I don't remember
and
the by spin. That,
and by that time, the narrative that they put out there had infiltrated the black community or just music in general. So when they came out and said, nah, she was 15, nobody wanted to believe it. So they all thought it was fake. First of all, nobody even believed that they were married. They thought it was a rumor. And then it was confirmed by Vibe.
MTV, I think, posted the interview or released the information first, but Vibe might have done an actual interview.
You know, she lied and, you know, said she was 18.
Yeah, they forced that marriage license.
Yeah.
She was really 18.
But then it came out and then nobody really wanted to believe it then. But then it, you know, was confirmed. It was just like, okay.
But you know, like watching this thing, like what really got me, and obviously whenever you have something that's as widespread and at scale that R. Kelly was doing, you know, other people had their hand in there helping them out and doing stuff. But, you know, I don't know what Buddy's name is, but the one that actually forged it, just kind of like
his
demeanor, like some of these people's demeanor is like, bro, you're as guilty, if not, well, I'm not going to say more, but like you're as guilty as R. Kelly, bro. Like, first of all, you're out here on a biopic or documentary
he's
or whatever.
The road manager.
Talking about that you forged legal documentation, number one. And then, you know, R. Kelly had all these guys and goons that would just go get girls. Like, and you kind of, like, I don't remember the music exec, but the one that kind of came in that's kind of, you know, not necessarily in the sauce, but, you know, you check up on the light skinned guy.
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's walking around. He's like, yo, like, this is not right. Like, I know she's super young. Then there's a bed in the main studio. Like, there's a girl here, girl there, and then they're all locked away. Like,
you just walk away from the situation.
Exactly.
So that was my biggest takeaway for the little bit that I did watch, because I'm going to just say right now that I just couldn't watch this whole
thing. Well, I was going to ask who watched six?
I was watching the sixth episode over there. I've got about 30 minutes left to it.
Where are you all watching this?
Lifetime.
On Lifetime.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I have Lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it.
So, yeah, I just... When it came out, I was like, I just had no desire to watch this.
I didn't either.
I'm just like, man, you guys are decades behind on this. Like,
right. That's what he said. Y'all 30 years late.
You're making a joke like they're 30 years too young.
But that was a soundbite too, though. Yeah. I don't know. We don't know exactly what he was referring to. But again, being a documentarian myself, like you could try to twist things or whatever. Not saying that they were, but I'm just saying it's certain things you can do to twist things and make it sound a certain way.
They twisted some things and they coached them to say certain words.
Like young girl and all that type of stuff.
Clear as day.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to say that, like, just based off the little bit, I watched the first episode, which was an hour long. And based off that one alone, my biggest takeaway was the other people. It wasn't even about R. Kelly. It was just like, yo,
the people that
y'all
the enablers.
Yeah.
The enablers.
Yeah. It was like,
yeah,
man.
Well, that's probably important then.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I haven't seen any of it because I didn't know you could watch it for free. I thought it was like some
No, it's Lifetime.
I was like, I'm not paying to watch R. Kelly be a pervert.
You know, it was on Lifetime.
You don't want to watch. You don't really have more than maybe the first two episodes and you get the gist of the rest of it.
I mean, I already know that he's a fucking pervert. So it's like, why do I need to see a documentary 20 years later to know what I knew 20 years ago?
And what's your okay. This is our argument. That's our
man,
argument.
I'm telling you. Okay, yeah. So but this is because you anyway.
I'm the
problematic police in the house. He be saying some problematic shit sometimes. So you can't
say that it's problematic.
Go
if
ahead.
I'm talking,
like, he's already gone through this, so you might be bringing up old shit that you don't want to really know.
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, we're 30 years too late. And anybody who actually paid attention to the things that have happened over the course of R. Kelly's career absolutely should be aware this should not be new. Unfortunately, there are people who either didn't pay attention or don't care and still want to step in the name of love and go to his concerts and love some R. Kelly and fill him up and I want him to fill on my booty. And whether we're 30 years too late or not, at least somebody brought it to the light so they can convict those people. What's wrong with that? So we're just supposed to ignore it?
Can they still convict him? What's the statute of limitations for that kind of thing?
No, I'm not saying convict. Is it, like, convict the fans? Like, make you feel convicted in your spirit for supporting this person all of this time?
Yeah.
And the thing that one of the problems that I had with it was just the fact that it was an opportunity for them to not just focus on R. Kelly, because, yes, a lot of us already knew that. We've seen, mm-hmm. You saw the tape. Like, mm-hmm. The tape came out. It was an opportunity for them to just kind of broaden that conversation to how our community does not protect young girls and just Black the way girls. We will protect the victim. While yes, we're focusing on one particular predator, as a community, we will protect the predators before we protect our little girls and all the sex trafficking and everything. It was a perfect opportunity for them to expand the conversation a little bit more, mm-hmm. instead of just focusing solely on R. Kelly, which I wish they would have done.
I think it was a hot mess. I thought,
what was a hot mess about it, Ken?
Just the whole thing. It was just so over the top. It felt extra, you know. I think for me, man, it's like a lot of this stuff. R. Kelly is like the dark secret in the family that everybody would know but don't want to acknowledge, you know. So he's always been that. We've always known. People have walked away and people have chose to stay. You know, for them to just go out there and just put all of this on display, which has already been documented, it just seemed like it was just so over the top and felt unnecessary.
But over the top in what way? And unnecessary in what way?
Yeah, if there's still people defending him, then it's always going to be necessary.
And if there's still girls that he's raping, and if he's still got bitches locked in his room. And
he hasn't raped anyone, though, right?
Man,
he clearly raped Aaliyah.
Wait,
he's hiding chicks in the fucking basement. What do you think he's doing with them?
He was having sex with her in the tour bus.
And the family said that wasn't true, by the way.
Yeah, Javonte Carter with the multiple hairdos.
All I know is that when the interviewer asked him, do you like teenage women?
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
And he said, what age? Like, yeah, what do you mean teenage?
This is R. Kelly that's saying this?
Yeah.
Wait, so R. Kelly was a part of the documentary?
No.
It was interview clip.
Like a clip.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like a TV clip interview that he did, like, after the initial allegations and everything.
He said,
and they asked him, do you like teenage girls? And he said, well, what do you mean by teenage?
Mm-hmm. He said, how old?
Yeah, how old? That answers everything.
No,
but he said 19.
Yeah. How old was he at the time?
He jumped to a consenting age, which was 19. Now it's up.
Right.
Now, morally, it depends on how you feel about a 30-year-old man dating a 19-year-old.
No, because we had that same discussion here, and some of y'all were like, oh, 19 isn't too young. And I was saying it is. So you can't then try to change the narrative
because
it's R. Kelly.
No. Here's the thing.
F. Kelly.
F. Kelly.
Here's the thing. I think that when you're older, and I mean, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s, right? 18 and over, consenting adults, college, whatever, have fun. Do whatever you do.
Okay.
Right? Younger than that, And then we're talking about dating,
but he said 19, right?
He's not talking about younger than
that. Well, here's the thing. When you just got acquitted of charges on child pornography, you shouldn't, just common sense should tell you, just like, say no, nigga. No,
exactly.
I don't like teenagers. No,
I agree.
I like
you're
women.
Saying that tells you everything. And yes. I disagree that tells you everything.
The reason why I'm saying it tells you everything, the man got documentation forged on his marriage license.
But You're making two different arguments.
No, what I'm saying is that the man likes 15 and 13 and 14 year olds.
Right, all his mentality. His mentality is, I'm going to say what I can in case I don't get caught, instead of just flat out saying no.
That's all
that
was. Yeah.
Right. So I don't think that tells you everything. If he said 19, fine. We still know he's a fucking pervert, but that little thing he's saying 19, that don't tell me shit.
Well, what I'm saying is that we know that he's manipulating. When he says 19,
but it's not only young people, it's old, it's 30, 33 and 35 year old women that was also manipulated, got caught up in that mess too.
But you know,
they were turning their daughters over to him.
But that's grown women. When we're talking that, we're talking teenager, we're talking like little girls.
But it also shows the influence that R. Kelly has over women, period. It seems to me, regardless of age.
But we know celebrity has that. If you're a major celebrity, don't matter what part of celebrity you have, bro, you have influence and you have power. You can get whatever you want whenever you want, however you want.
With a certain type of person.
What do you mean? With a certain type of person,
like
a woman who has a weak mentality.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if she's young or older. If she has a weak mentality, he's going after them.
He's
going
to pray after
them. But I think that's implied by what he's saying. He's saying, look, if you want young vagina, you can get young vagina if you're a celebrity. Not that you're going to get every single young vagina,
but if
that's what you're into, you're going to get it. But the whole point of it being unnecessary, I 100% disagree.
Because people are still booking him
for concerts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People are still paying for his concerts.
And he's still manipulating and abusing women. And well, let's not act concerts. Like he's just sexually abusing, mentally abusing. He's physically beating these bitches too. Like he's an abuser in all facets of the word, financially, emotionally, all of it.
I think it's definitely necessary, because you got to have these black women have a platform to at least say something, to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is black women that are being hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's already a statement that we don't protect our black women. So it's like, I'm glad
what's
that
what's wrong with people saying it?
Yeah,
like
I'm glad that
I
women
should be able to talk about it on my social, my Facebook, Instagram, TV, all everywhere.
I don't think it's going to stop anything.
Right. But just to go kind of.
So because it's not supposed to stop anything, I'm supposed to stop trying.
Right.
I wish that'd be my daughter. I wish I would. I'd be everywhere.
I agree.
No, but these people have been talking about it.
And that's why we need a lifetime documentary.
Is R. Kelly free today?
So
you need to still talk about it until something happens. Until something happens.
Even if they're not going to arrest him or anything, I don't even think that's the biggest issue at this point. I think the fact that he's still free to be doing these things, and again, there's still people that are defending him and supporting him, then I think as long as those things are happening, people should keep talking about it. Even if you don't think it's going to change, that doesn't mean that they should stop talking about it.
And there are people changing, so I guess in that respect, you know, there has been some level of impact, but at the same time, people are still going to defend him. And you know, I think for me, you're seeing the same people say the same thing they've always said about R. Kelly.
Like, we didn't see John Legend. We didn't see John Legend talking before, unless I missed it, but what he said was very fucking poignant to me.
To see
someone of his, because I mean, if you really think about it, R. Kelly's not really that huge anymore, but for someone on John Legend's stature to say something like that, that could be risky.
What did he say? I don't remember.
He was basically like, look, we've always known that he's a fucking child rapist.
Right.
That's nothing new, and I'm not going to, you know, like scare myself away from saying it in public.
Wait, he said rapist? Or you
misquoted
him?
He said, I'm almost positive. I will look it up and make sure.
Facts only.
I'm almost positive he said
he was
rapist.
Very direct in the things he that he said. Yeah, he didn't mince his words. Yeah.
Yeah, he called it a P-tape.
Yeah, I didn't see it, though. I never watched it. But you know what was interesting? After watching this, me and the wife, I've been off of work, and you know, we've been killing time there today, and you know, just doing husband-wife type stuff. But the other day, she was like, hey, play some R. Kelly. Let's.
Because so you were responsible for the streams.
The streams went up.
Of course it was going to go up.
It is what it is. Yeah. But you know, oftentimes we talk about separating the hip hop artists from everything that they have going on.
From what they, artists in general.
And in all honesty, after listening to his music, it was hard to do that.
The same like you ready, girl.
Hey,
I could have swole you was
my mind's telling me no. But my body, I'm like, yo, I can't sing. I can't sing rap, none of that.
Everybody here knows that.
But I'm just saying, like now listening to that,
through a different, because I was one of those people. Yeah, I knew, we heard about it. It was verbal, but I never like really paid attention. I didn't dive deep into it. You know what I'm saying? So now that we know all of these things, it was just like, man.
Let me ask y'all this: did it take 6 episodes though?
No,
that was a bit over
that.
The top.
Right, right.
That's
over the top. Like, that's what really only needed to watch episode 1 and 2. It be especially once I got to 4, I was like, okay, this is redundant. However, I do get that they're trying to show the different spans because it gradually mm-hmm. seems to have gotten worse. It started. I mean, although you can assume, I wasn't aware of the fact that there was molestation in his history as a kid. Yep. So seeing how sick his family is, because his kid, his brothers, mm-hmm. all of them niggas is crazy.
Oh yeah, the one that was in jail. Well,
when Bruce said like, I can't even say liked it.
When just he said liked it, little that, girls. Just because like, you liked it, some young girls. What's wrong with that, man? Anyway,
oh, yeah, the older brother was a mess.
I get they went from that to the core the issues, and then yeah, now the parents and the sex and cult that they had. So it's almost like a 3-part movie. Like they broke movies into 3 parts.
They did.
But no, it doesn't take a whole 6 episodes, which is why I really wish towards the end that they would have brought in the conversation to make this more of a conversation about African American culture and the way we don't necessarily protect our children and really convict people to say, yes, your uncle did it. Mm-hmm. You know, your granddaddy used to mess with girls. Mm-hmm. Like to make it hit home for us as a people, to really make people stop supporting this man and his artistry. Just stop it.
Yeah, it's just, I got the 6 episodes just was a lot, you know, and after the first and second one, I was like, okay, well, what else y'all got to tell me? You know, what else do we need to know?
Yeah. You know, there, like, I'll give you what's unnecessary.
There might be other people that are just like, I'm not convinced.
Yeah, but I don't think it's more of a convinced thing. I think it's just
because it starts to be entertaining
at some point for people, I think.
What, it started being entertaining?
I think it's just like an entertainment, just so, because now it's like a whole bunch of memes and a whole bunch of like, it's turning into that.
It turned into a social media. Yeah. Twitter loves
everything.
This like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Anything that kind of goes but viral. It's just more fuel for that, is all I'm saying. It's like,
but it will always be. That's just the era we live in now.
No, I understand that.
I
but
don't have
just,
any problem with him turning into a perverted meme.
No. I'm not saying that there's a problem with that. I'm just saying that the attention, like Nay's saying that now, it's turning into like this joke, and then we need to be serious about this.
They
reduce
the impact of of the documentary right. by.
So the memes are jokes? Is that what?
Yeah, a lot of them jokes.
I haven't seen any memes.
I haven't.
I'm not saying they're not out there. I just haven't seen.
Any. I haven't either.
No, there's a whole bunch. Of them. The one with the hair, Javante Cunningham. No, she turned into one because she had braids in one, and then she had the little thing.
No, that's just ignorant, though.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what people started paying attention to because it's so much.
Which is also part of what they talked about in the documentary, which is sad because they talked about the fact that when the tape came out, it became the butt of jokes and became almost like a pop culture thing. And we had the Dave Chappelle skit, "I Want to Piss on You," and all kind of stuff, and it became like comedy.
You ain't
I can't front. That shit was funny. But you know what? It wasn't like he made that skit as like a, this isn't a big deal.
Right.
It almost seemed like he was making that skit to drive the fucking point home.
Yeah.
That y'all are like, y'all are glossing over the fact that he's pissing on people.
And then it was on Boondocks too.
But what I want to say about the 6 long series or whatever is like, it's kind of like what we say about albums, how we say like, hey, if they would have shaved off this, it would have been more direct and to the point.
Sure.
It would have more of an impact.
Okay.
It started seeming like filler content.
It was because they kept they started to use some of the same video interviews from the previous episode.
It's like,
and we're like, wait,
okay,
it wasn't
edited great. Okay, great. It still needs to be said.
Agree.
I completely agree with what you on me.
just watch episode 1 and 2. And
I've seen.
Like
I watched
yeah, you
all
get,
of them.
Yeah,
I watched all of them. Yeah. And,
I did too.
You know.
And then you had some of the ones that didn't seem authentic about it. They was trying to push out tears.
Oh just my like god! The one that covered her eyes and
I was like
she was crying.
Oh my god!
And she moved her hand and she had dry eyes. I'm like, what the?
You need to take that stuff out.
To me, wait, was she one of the victims that did this? Okay, then y'all can't sit here and make these comments.
Listen, I understand
that's
she may not have been crying, but you cannot tell a person how they're supposed to reenact their victimization. So just because it didn't
or
look the way
coached to act.
How do you know she's coached? And first of all, you know what, though?
Thank you, man.
Why are we even, hold on, why are we even focusing on shit like this?
Like
y'all
what?
Are talking about a person who raped children, and y'all over here talking about
I could be
somebody's fake crying. She's coached.
So fucking what if she's coached? Who cares?
Because
did he actually do it? Yes. Then
because you know what?
The point
you know
is
what?
Made.
Because if a person looks at that, you know, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh, she ain't even really crying. This right. is fake. I don't believe her.
Are they psychologists? No.
Has anybody here watched psychologists talk about like how rape victims react?
No, they talked about it on the documentary.
So then them fake crying to y'all may not really be what's going on. You don't understand what it's like to actually right. be a victim.
I understand that. What I'm saying is that it could reduce the impact mm-hmm. that it could potentially have because
so
people
he
wouldn't
take
believe
that to the
it.
Editing,
it
but can't. That doesn't have anything to do with the way that person did or did not experience
but
whatever.
I'm talking about
right.
how it's
nobody's
received
saying that. Nobody's
by the
saying
person
that.
That's viewing it. Yeah. So if a
because
person,
we just said this to the documentarian that was here, like it's like you have to show that authenticity or whatever when you're doing these documentaries because it's going to come off scripted and you don't want to. That's the last thing you want a documentary
really
to feel
authentic.
Like it's scripted.
That might
but the
actually
last thing you want
authentic.
A documentary to be is scripted, man.
That like, might not
well, we
be scripted.
That,
the
though.
Point is, y'all don't know.
Yeah,
no.
Know
it appears that way, is what I'm saying.
That's fine, but you guys
we're
can't just automatically
editing,
say, oh,
yeah.
it's scripted right. because it looks scripted to
no,
me.
No, that was the feeling that I had
no,
when
I
saw
it. I know. I understand what you're saying.
It was a genuine feeling that
I
had. I
understand what you're saying, but we're basically critiquing the production and the editing of the documentary system.
Of a rape victim.
Documentary. It's not so much about how the person reacted. So have a problem. Cause I mean, you're talking about some, it's minute stuff. Like we're talking, sure, it was a green screen and it looked raggedy. They in this little chair. She looked, it's editing issues, but that doesn't have anything to do with what the girl is talking about.
I'm not talking about the editing, you know, not the
I mean,
green
that's essentially
screen,
what it
not
is.
Not the green screen stuff.
No,
I'm talking about the people themselves.
It's the same thing. Like you're talking about the fact that they should have taken that part out because however it was that she reacted didn't look authentic. So whether it was or was not authentic, you feel like if you would have removed that, and I remember you even saying it, and put the other girl who looked like she was actually crying in the beginning, it would have been more impactful.
The one that had the makeup
issue.
All messed up.
Yeah, it's an editing issue.
But that's impactful to me. It's like you have to use
you're doing
those
your
moments.
Director shit and that doesn't have anything
this isn't a fucking movie. Right. This is an interview. So for it to be impactful, what she's saying should be impactful. Who cares if you think she's being coached?
But
I get what you're saying. The problem right. is that it's in the very beginning and you don't know this girl's story.
Okay.
So you don't know what the history is. It was the very first scene of the documentary
like,
and you have her
that?
And she's talking mm-hmm. and they ask her, well, what about the physical abuse? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't talk about it. And she puts her head down, but you don't see tears. So while I give you don't know what's going on.
It's
you don't know the
tears
history.
Thing. It just didn't feel. I didn't feel that.
But
it's
again,
like,
that's you're doing. You got your director's hat on.
Exactly.
You have to take your director's
no,
hat off.
No, I understand
off.
That. But I'm just saying.
You're saying as a person, I'm still not feeling it.
As a person, I'm still not feeling it. Yes,
I have to see it to see.
Yes, as a person, it's like
Andrea, his wife,
Bora.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. It's so many
because if anyone is questionable, it's her. We talking about the same woman who was on a reality show about being a Hollywood wife. We're talking about the same woman who in that reality show talked about, you know, R. Kelly is the king of R&B. So if any, while I am not discrediting anything that she went
mad.
Through, y'all, the same people who you feel like are the most believable are the ones who to me were the most questionable. People are coming out saying you only doing this because you're not getting a check no more. So
was it the same thing with Sparkle too, right? Because Sparkle was mad too. She was cussing the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you see what R. Kelly did. Exactly, bro. Like
you gave her
to
go in the shower, and I remember hearing
that
rumor that day.
Yeah,
that
was
Sparkle.
Yeah. It was. It became
killer man. So what's our last impressions of this? Because I know we got to move on.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, I think I was amazed by how many other enablers were kind of inside of that whole organization and like everybody just turned a blind eye.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like nobody was like, damn, bro, that could be my daughter.
They just as bad as R. Kelly as far as I'm concerned.
And I think that's the thing that disgusted me the most. Like when I watched it, I'm like, damn, bro, because you don't think about the process. You don't think about what actually goes down. Right. But you know, for R. Kelly to be like, oh yeah, go get some chicks and then go to the mall. Exactly. And then how the teacher, his music teacher was breaking down like, bro, like you big time. What you still hanging around high school for? Why are you going to the malls for? She started noticing, you know, like his patterns and how he was moving just wasn't right, you know. But I think that was my biggest takeaway. And also the fact that he was also abused, because, you know, hurt people hurt people, you know. And I think that's like the basis. And I'm surprised that nobody has ever asked R. Kelly up front, you know, more
they
so
have about his abuse. Mm-hmm. They have. There was an interview with him and Tavis Smiley. He just wouldn't go into detail about it. And I've read things saying that some of his abusers was even his sister. His sister abused the boys, her brothers, and other family members. And they did, because it's family, they don't want to talk about it. And that was my biggest takeaway, is that we need to do a better job of putting this kind of stuff out in the forefront in the community. And yeah, it's your uncle, it's your daddy, it's your sister, it's your this, it's your that. But you got to call a thing and put it out there and get either, if this is your family and you really love them, get them some fucking help. Like, get them put away, bring out what they did so they can get counseling and get whatever it is they need, so they're not doing this to anybody else. So that was my biggest takeaway from this, is that, yes, he comes from a pattern. He, and even if the teacher said that, like, and think about it, when you're a kid, there's kids who talk about sex a little bit too much and in ways that they shouldn't, mm-hmm. and you know something's off something, about them. Yeah. Like, he was that kid. We all know kids like that who was talking about sex in kindergarten and first grade, and you know, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, it's like, what the hell is this? So yeah, be aware of what's going on in our communities, and as a community, we have to address this problem head on and get our people help and protect our children, because we all know college dudes who was trolling high school parking lots looking for girls. Y'all don't?
Yes.
I sure don't. Yeah. I'm not saying they don't exist.
Oh.
When I was in high school.
I'm just saying I don't know them.
When I was in high school, the dudes that graduated would come by the high school to talk to the girls, and they would take their hot ass
exactly.
out there.
Yeah. And we would be like, oh, she fast, and keep on going.
I never saw any of that, because I'd have been the first motherfucker on the phone, like, what's her name, little Betty? Calling the car.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, some old motherfucker.
Yeah, it's
looking at a little girl.
And that's not exclusive to African-American communities.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, us, you know.
All right, enough rape praying. Talk. What else y'all got?
But you know, I think, and you guys touched on it earlier about all the people that were complicit in it. It's a lot of mad people for whatever reason. Well, not for whatever reason. It's a lot of mad people who now want to speak out about R. Kelly. And look to get him, you know, arrested or indicted, or maybe just bring enlightenment to everything that's going on. It's a wrap for R. Kelly. It's over.
He's trying to sue Lifetime.
He's going to sue him, but I think it's a wrap.
You think this is it for
R.
him?
R. Kelly
really?
Need to get his ass out of the country.
Man.
His ass will be going to jail.
What Huey say from Boondocks?
Are you fully aware of the extent to which niggas love R. Kelly?
I know that.
That's a Boondocks quote, and I think that's so real, man.
I understand.
And Magruder was on it.
The people's love for R. Kelly, I think, won't be as diminished.
I'm
going to
give you an example. Even
Chocolate City.
Even people on my Facebook that I went to high school with in Detroit,
they're still
saying their Facebook status, Pandora, play R. Kelly. Like,
right.
they're still going to play R. Kelly. They still saying R. Kelly is still king of R&B. They still going to, I don't think it's a rap.
That's fine.
I don't think it's a rap.
But,
I don't think it's a rap.
A rap, not okay, a rap in terms of not necessarily the like people still playing his music. Uh-huh. But what this documentary has done is highlighted everything that he's done. So they are going to try to find a way. They, meaning the police or the FBI or whatever, are going to try to find a way to get R. Kelly and send his ass to jail for whatever reason, whether it be taxes, whether it be those goddamn tapes he's recording. They are going to try to find something.
So?
He needs to get his ass out of the country. I think they're going to lock his ass up. Okay. Get your ass out of the country.
Cool. What else y'all got?
Man, did you guys see the employee, the McDonald's employee?
Bruh, that shit pissed me the fuck off.
Chain.
Man.
Man, he got the name. She said facts only.
I saw people talking about it, but I didn't watch the video. All I saw of the video was her punching him. And then I actually, you know, in preparing for the show,
so
I actually watched
the
big
version.
Right.
I'll have you tell me that. Oh, yeah. I got you now. And then I saw him snap, like he snatched
lift her
soul
off
her feet. Out lift that her woman. Off her feet.
Yep. And she
got
the shit out his
ass. Whoop.
I'm about that shit, pussy nigga.
I'm about that.
And the dudes didn't do nothing.
I'm on that, pussy nigga. I'm on that.
You know what it is. That's it.
I'm on that.
B, I was kind of wondering the same thing about what you just said about the dudes there.
Little punk ass.
He was trying wondering.
Right. Well, it crossed my mind because they, you know, I was just thinking, okay, should they have jumped on him or should they have pulled? Because they were
what
just trying
mean,
to pull.
Why are you asking questions?
The
no,
moment
no, no.
He snatched her had an opportunity to punch him in the
right,
head.
Right.
He should have knocked him the
fuck out.
Them dudes should have
over
that.
He should not have. I understand. Why y'all jumping on me?
Well, the only, you know what, but Ken's point, the only thing I will say is they're young. And
then
I will
shame on their mamas and their daddies. I mean, go whoop their ass.
But the young ones be the dumb ones.
No, but the young ones also want to keep that job.
The
I'm not giving them.
The
yes. Man-dog. Okay. Look, as adults,
yeah,
hold on. Time
yeah,
out.
That's
time
like
out.
Your first job.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. Nice, time out. Time nice out. Time out. As adults, we can joke on McDonald's jobs. As a youngster that needs money, I'm not gonna make that joke.
Should they even
yes,
do?
They need that job. So I'm not gonna look at them and say they should have automatically done whatever. I'm putting myself in there and saying, yes, I would have fucked that dude up. But I can also see as a young teenager working at McDonald's that they were probably scared to lose their job.
But or you know maybe what, they were just trying to just
No.
Like they were protecting her by
how are you
her
protecting
from,
her
from,
by they, holding her.
All
okay,
it was
but
was
how
everybody
long
it was like, oh shit, the customer gonna get mad. Don't no, right. You gotta stop. You gotta stop. You're not supposed to hit him.
That's
for
exactly
coonery
what it was.
And for food.
Is that
coonery.
What being said, or you just?
That's no, what's going through
their
mind.
Head? Okay.
Because like I said, when he went over there, he was like, sir, ain't no, like, what ain't the hell? This is not
and
that situation
and that's
anymore.
What I wanted
this
to say.
This is not a customer service situation
exactly.
anymore.
That manager need to get fired.
The manager is a different story. I'm talking about just the kids that
no,
were
no,
working
no, no,
there.
No,
the manager,
I understand that.
And if you watch the video, the manager came around the corner. I'm not defending him either. But the manager came around the corner. I don't know how much he saw. Because if you see, he came around the corner after she done already punched this dude like 16 times.
That's a good point.
So he didn't know until afterwards what happened. Because if you saw the narrative, everyone was like, oh, they fired her.
It don't
and
matter.
It does matter.
No, it don't
he
matter.
He came around the corner and she's yelling, pussy nigga, I'm on that. That's all he saw. And he said, go to the back. That's what the manager did.
So he didn't come around when there was an actual
no,
physical altercation.
No, if you watch again, the manager came around the corner after
pull
it
was up.
Already done.
Pull it up. So that
I'll
we
pull
call
it up. But I think I'm just, when I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, what would I do? Now, you know, like you said earlier, like, our reaction would be, yo, let's go beat this nigga ass, right?
Right.
You know, but it's like, of course, obviously, you know, everybody react different. So I think his first reaction was, yo, let me get her away from this. So that's why he was pulling her away. So I was conflating what I would do with his action. And that's why I was kind of going where B was. So, and maybe to what you were saying earlier, they came after the fact and all the guy saw that started to pull her off was the dude, was her
no,
punching
not them.
Him.
I'm talking about the manager. The manager didn't see what happened. The kid, the people that were working there,
they were like behind
they
her.
They were standing right there.
Okay.
And, what
and they
about
saw
the dude
him
holding
snatch her.
The camera. The dude
that was a lady holding the camera. It was a black lady.
It was?
Yeah,
yeah, it was a black lady.
Somebody, it sounded
yeah,
like a
interviewed.
Man's voice.
I yeah. thought it was a guy.
She just had a. She just had a.
She was in a.
She had that gruff.
But yeah.
Either way, I had the same reaction when I first saw it too. I was like, why the fuck didn't anybody fuck this girl or fuck this dude up? But then when I thought about it, I was like, okay, transporting myself to 14 working at fast food. Okay, 16 even. I'll even say 17 working at a fast food place. Can I factually say that I would have reacted different? I can't. I don't know. And I don't know what these kids' predicament is. I don't know what their situation is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're working at McDonald's because that's the only income coming into their family. I don't know. I'm just saying I wish to God somebody would have broke all of his fucking appendages. I wish.
But let me
but
ask
that
you.
Didn't happen.
So did she get fired?
No, she did not
no,
get
okay.
fired. That's where I was
okay,
going. Like the okay. narrative turned into she got fired. The manager's at fault. Let's fire the manager. But no, apparently what happened was they sent her home with pay, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Paid leave. Yeah.
So I don't think she was reprimanded. I think the story got skewed, so everyone was blaming it on the manager.
Okay.
That's what I, yeah.
Well, the reason why I still have problems with the manager is because after everything went on, he still took his, like, sir, how can I help
he
you?
He didn't tell him, like, go,
like,
wow.
Like, it, yeah, it wasn't a situation where you just had a physical altercation with our
right.
employees, regardless of who
you
was here.
Like, you need to leave, sir. You need to leave this premises right now, sir.
He pulled him to the side and said, let me see your receipt.
No, I know, but like I said, when he came around the corner, all he saw was, I'm on that
so
pussy nigga.
Why,
I'm
so that's
on
why
that.
He responded.
He
the way
didn't
he responded.
Know what happened. I think it's unfair to blame the manager for this.
No, well, no. I don't think that you can blame the manager. I 100% agree there. But what to Nate's point is that
that customer no longer receives service here.
He doesn't know what the customer did.
But
it doesn't matter because it's like you just had an altercation with an employee of ours.
And he's trying to give him his money back and get him the fuck out the store. That's what I saw.
Well, I thought you said he took his order.
I didn't say that.
Here you go. He was saying he wanted to. Let me see your
Watch it again. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
Roll it down some. Because we can't see the top.
God, man, he yucked her up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But she beat it. She gave him the business, though.
Oh, God damn it. Y'all found the wrong video. Yeah,
this is the one Ken gave me.
I know. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Ken. Ken found the wrong video.
They recorded her right there.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Oh, that's the one with the gruff?
Yeah. Because they just showing it.
All right, now look. Now, you don't see... You don't see, that's not the manager.
No, I know that's not the manager.
We do need to talk about him, though. Yeah, his reaction is slow.
Yeah, because exactly. Because look at dude. Dude's like...
He didn't know what to do. Nah, he should have been on that ass with the quickness.
Yep.
Yes. As soon as he... I thought he was in the...
As soon as that's what I saw.
All right, now look. That's the manager coming around now. So all he sees is her grabbing his shirt. He doesn't know what happened. So it's unfair to automatically be like, oh, he should get fired. It's his fault.
Well here's the thing, right? Like, I had somewhat of a similar situation go down at one of my stores, right? Where a guy got into one of my representatives' face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like chest to chest, like, hey, right. You know what I'm saying? I had to remove that person.
Of course.
And I didn't physically see him get chest to chest. It was told to me that that's what happened. It was just an altercation that was about to happen. You got to handle it like, sir, just leave. Exactly.
It
doesn't matter. The fact is that my employees are telling me that you grabbed her.
But what are y'all saying he did wrong?
No.
That's what I'm confused about. He was trying to give the guy's money back and tell him to leave.
Okay, and that's not the perception I have.
You have to get out of the store. We ain't got time for that. You just put your hand. If they went and got him and said that she fighting with a customer and that proposed made him come out and handle the situation is give me a receipt. Let me see how I can make you happy. And then you can leave. No, it's like, sir, you need to leave the premises. This has been a physical altercation. Just go.
I think that's going off of what you know versus what the manager knew. The manager only knew that something happened.
He knew that something happened and he knew that it was physical.
So he's like, I'm trying to get this guy to go.
And this is a girl, regardless of who it is. Nigga, get the fuck out the store.
I disagree.
And then here's another thing. So obviously McDonald's is a huge company, right?
Right.
There's protocol for stuff like this.
Right. Right. And I bet you the protocol is give the guy's money back and tell him to leave.
Well, no,
it's not walk out and say.
Look, no, here's the thing. And I can't say that the protocols that we use at the company I work for are the same as theirs. Mm-hmm. However, we do deal with the public.
Right.
And one of the first protocols in a physical altercation like that is to call the police. And you have to document that.
And then you
can't just take his money and not give
him
money.
He was arguing over a straw. He wasn't arguing over his food.
What?
He was arguing over a straw.
But the food was right in front of him, though. He hadn't taken the food. So Rod is still right. You can't just take his money.
So get your bag and go.
He already paid for it.
Give me your receipt and let me see what's going on.
But you need to give him his money and then tell him to leave. Because the last thing you want is him trying to say you took his money too.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I think his food fell on the floor as the altercation.
I get your reaction, but you still got to think like a manager. Like, okay, how can I best handle this situation?
And a manager's job is to protect their employees also.
Exactly.
But it's too late.
The manager's job is to protect the company. And that's what he was doing. Yes.
Not a good manager.
But, bullshit. Or McDonald's, your job is to protect the company.
But the employee is part of that company.
Come on, bro. The manager can't. Y'all are acting like the manager saw everything. So let's repeat this once again.
No, okay.
The manager did not know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He came around the corner, and as the video shows, the only thing he saw was her holding his shirt and yelling at him. He did not know that the dude grabbed her first. So he said, go to the back. Where's your receipt? And he was giving him his money back. And everyone is acting like this dude is a piece of shit.
He
did what he was supposed to do. Get the guy the fuck out of here.
He did both. He protected the company and he protected the employee after he got the details of the altercation by putting her on pay leave, if that's what it was, and having her keep her job. But just in case, to protect any potential lawsuits that came from it, because no one knew there was video until that lady released it, even though she was recording it. So what if they don't have video of what happened? It become he say, she say. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is going to just...
They're going to believe the customer.
Settle in and move on. But the video protects the employee and the customer. The manager just did what he thought he needed to do at the time. But to his credit, he did not fire her after it went down.
All right, guys, we've reached the portion of the show where they talk about Bandersnatch and Bird Box. Just wanted to let you guys know there will be spoilers.
What you guys think about Bandersnatch? Who all watched it?
Ooh. You don't want to talk after that conversation. That's what we finna go. God.
I'm trying to lighten the mood, man. That ain't a good one to light it with.
Why?
Yes, it is. It is. Bandersnatch.
Okay, y'all want to start with Bird Box?
Bandersnatch was some bullshit.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
So BZ and FIFO didn't watch it.
I
didn't.
You didn't watch it either?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
What the fuck you been doing? No, watch it, B.
Mind my
motherfucking business,
nigga.
Maybe you should try that.
Right. But no, I tried to. I just didn't have enough time. I've been busy.
I didn't know about it. And
I knew about it.
And then that's why.
So what is Bandersnatch?
So let me. Wait.
You know Black Mirror, right?
Yeah.
It's a Black Mirror movie.
Did you ever read Choose Your Own Adventure books when you were younger?
Who?
Probably not.
Yes.
Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yes. No.
That might have been before your time,
yeah.
A little bit. But they were basically you. I did too. You basically you're reading the story, and then it'll get to a part, and it'll say, "Do you want your character to take box A or do you want your character to leave?" And you choose, and if it says if you want him to leave, go to page 36.
Page 86.
Yeah, you jump ahead and then it's a completely different story. For a young kid, this
amazing.
Was the dopest
was cool.
shit
dope
on
idea.
Earth. You thought you controlled the world when you read these books. So it's dope that they made a movie out of this.
So man, yeah, so
they got video
on
games
New Year's,
like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So Naomi was so excited, bro. Like, she was like, oh, man, did you hear about this? It's like the book, the adventure books back in the day. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is cool. I like that. Cool. You know, whatever. So she was super, it was New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me hit Mike, because you know, I don't like to watch stuff without seeing.
I don't care. Let's watch it.
Yeah, and I don't like to watch stuff unless I got the backstory on it. So I was like, I hit him up. I was like, yo, do you have to watch the Black Mirror series in order to watch that? And Mike was like, no, it's kind of like Twilight Zone. And that's probably, you're probably not familiar with Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Either, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool, bad. I was like, yo, Mike gave the go, okay, the green light. So he was like, cool. So, man, so I'll let you finish the story from there.
I knew it. So I was super excited. We picked the Sugar Smacks, and then we picking the CD tapes. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. And I bet it'd be different if we pick Frosted Flakes. Like, so we're going, and then he goes to the office, and they ask him if he wants the job. And of course, you say yes. And he gets the job, and then it's like the wrong answer. And so the movie goes, it's like the wrong ending. And now they said, no, we're going to take your idea. And now he's sat on the couch. And then you can go back, and you're going to go back, and now you're going to tell him no. And so I'm like, yes, so now we're going to tell him no. And I tell him no, and the nigga still said yes. And I'm like, what the fuck? So now we go, and I'm like, okay, this is some bullshit. What was the other, what happened? So then we start getting questions where it's like, do you want him to, what was it, flush the pills or throw the pills in the trash? Either way, the niggas ain't taking the pills. I don't understand. Do you want him to explain
to yell
more?
At his dad or pour the tea on the computer?
I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then all the
ending,
what the
computer.
Fuck is this? I'm so upset. And I was like, this is turning into bullshit. And then the endings just got stupider and stupider, and then he cuts his dad. We go to cutting his dad's head off or burying him in the backyard, and then it was just so goddamn disappointing.
Stupid. So stupid.
And then his ass is. He tried all the fucking answers.
Oh my god!
You already know. You already know.
How long did it take y'all to watch it?
Man,
5 hours.
It
took me three. So
it
took me about
the
five.
Next day, he was still watching this movie. Day this on New
look,
Year's
next day.
Day.
Look, it took.
Oh.
Got him. It took me 3 hours because I kept choosing the wrong fucking ending, or I kept choosing the wrong answers. Because the thing that's so frustrating about that movie is, it's not like if you choose the wrong answer, it'll go to another wrong answer, then another wrong answer. If you choose the wrong answer, it just shows you some bullshit, and then it circles you back to choose the right answer. So I kept choosing the wrong
ones. So I'm really not picking my own story.
I'm not.
Like, we tried to go through this movie the whole time without him talking about what happened with his mom. And at the end, we went through for hours. And at the end, you still come back to, the only answer on the goddamn screen was talk about your mom. I was like, what the fuck? This is not how these books were. I have not been so disappointed in a movie. I was all day. That's why I spent my whole New Year's, like every hour. I was like, that shit movie was such bullshit.
It was just really frustrating because it made an hour and a half movie turn into an ordeal, and the payoff was not good enough.
We finished in like an hour.
Oh, well, good for y'all and your smart family. Apparently, I'm a fucking idiot.
You're not. They just settle for bad endings. This is a horrible movie.
It was bad.
Yeah, because. We ended up with two endings, but because I think So the guy, one of the clients that record here, they were talking about it. So thankfully, nobody else in their crew had watched it. So I, because I was like, oh, spoilers, closing my ears. So I was like, okay, look, we're going to watch this Bandersnatch. Everybody talking about it. So we're going to watch this shit tonight. So we got home and I said, all right, Kendall, you're going to watch it too. Turn off Fortnite. So we all sat around the house and we're going to do this shit together. So... No, he was cool. I thought the idea was cool.
Yeah, the idea is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, but
just have like, a good story to go with.
Yeah, much like
it.
Y'all. By the time we got to the end, it was like, okay, what the fuck?
Oh, the end is chaos.
Like, especially when, so you know, especially with the part, do you accept the job? My first answer was like, nah, I do my own shit. But
they were like, yes. Oh yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just go with what y'all said. So we did that. Then it rewind. I was like, okay,
and that's actually in the ending. That's actually considered an ending. If you answer yes. If you answer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you answer yes, and it goes to the couch.
Yeah, because he said wrong path.
Right. Yeah, but then it circles back. You can circle back, but that's considering the ending.
Really?
I've watched it for hours.
So look, if you really go back and see what he says, he's like, yo, he's. They even imply like the beginning is the ending is too short. It's too early to end like that. They actually say wow. all that,
but they didn't give me the exit to credits though.
That's the thing.
It's not exit to credits, but it is considered an ending.
Well, they wrong.
And he was karate fighting with the
Oh my god, I did that. That was fun. What was that?
That was fun.
I did that at the end.
That was fun. Like, we were already done.
Did you see when he actually ended, like, on the movie set? Did you see that ending?
No, the ending I got was when he just died, and I said, thank God this motherfucker's dead, I'm done.
That's the first one we got.
Oh, I got that one second or third.
We got the first one. The first one we got, first ending we got, he died.
I got to the fighting. I got to where it breaks the fourth wall and it goes to the Netflix part. And then
No, that's not that one. It's a different one.
I got that one. Okay, and then I was like, okay, this is actually interesting. Then that didn't even go anywhere.
Right. Some bullshit.
It was just the whole like, fucking thing was
so
just
many
bad.
Opportunities to be interesting.
And I really like the whole metaphor for him being like Pac-Man. Where it's like, you go off the screen, you come back, and everywhere you go, you're just going to die
anyway.
That's
what I'm saying. It has so many opportunities to be good.
Yeah, the execution was garbage. Garbage.
Yeah, I think the other one we got wrong was following Colin instead of talking to the psychic.
See, but it don't matter because if you choose the other one, it's going to bring you back
to Colin anyway. And let's talk about the fact that he wasn't in the
movie.
That actor wasn't in the movie nearly enough. Like, he's a really good actor. And I was like, oh, he's actually interesting. This character's actually interesting. And then he takes some acid and jumps off a goddamn building. It's so stupid.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. I just want to make sure I heard this correctly.
Yes.
So if we would have chosen to go inside to talk.
That's what I chose.
We would have somehow ended up back to Colin.
Yep. Yes.
With taking the drugs and him jumping off.
It was all a dream or some bullshit like that.
It's always going to take you back to the correct answer.
And it's always going to make you kill Colin.
You're not really picking. Yeah, you're not really picking the
right movie.
And the other problem is if you pick the wrong answers, by the end of the movie, you end up watching the scenes 10 fucking times.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because it replays the same scene.
Yeah.
So it was just dumb.
Like when you had to go back to the code like 3-4 times depending on the path you choose.
Yeah. It wasn't good, bro. It wasn't good. I love Black Mirror, and this is not going to diminish my love of Black Mirror, but that movie was just not good.
I don't even want to watch Black Mirror.
Well, you haven't watched it?
Never, and I don't want to.
No, we can't do this.
Black Mirror is amazing.
Watch the series. Watch the series. It's really good.
No, really.
It's amazing. It's not Bandersnatch.
It's not Bandersnatch. Seriously, it's not. Watch the series, please.
Bandersnatch is their Nostradamus, like, for real. Black Mirror is incredible. Like, every episode is amazing, and it really fucks with your head. It's really deep and it's interesting. Bandersnatch,
this
I understand what they're going for,
too.
But no, in a good
in
way.
In a good way.
Like, it'll make like, you walk away being like, damn, I never thought about social media that way. I never thought about politics that way. Like, Black Mirror is really fucking dope. Yeah. This shit just fucking is bad. It's just bad.
It is, but they definitely got something that if somebody can come in and do it right,
I'm trying to tell you.
I think we could be looking at the future of television.
With the daughter?
No, I gave up after when he died. I was like, okay, cool, he's dead.
That was the only one I was like, oh, okay, this might be something where his daughter grows up.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Pearl, the baby, she grows up.
Yeah, that's a good ending.
But he kills his dad. He buries his dad in the backyard. He gets arrested. He goes to jail. The video game gets shelved because of all the controversy or whatever, and then 20 years credits roll, and then they do an interview about all the drama that went on. It's like CNN's talking about this Bandersnatch game and the fact that the guy went crazy, and then the the Colin's daughter, Pearl, says it was a great idea that was never seen through the right way, and she's going to do it, which was awesome.
I
was
I did see that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I ask her if she wants to throw tea on the computer. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
I did see that. I don't think I realized that was his daughter.
Yeah, Pearl. Because
I had just given up by that point. I was like, this is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
All right, Bird Box. That was another holiday sensation. Yeah. You didn't watch that either?
Damn,
I watched it.
I thought you said you was off work.
Like,
I've been doing other things.
Oh, too short.
Bird Box is alright.
Yeah, Bird. But yeah, you guys see people doing the challenges. Netflix had the issue of tweets.
What were they doing?
Trying to do shit,
dumb shit.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody ended up driving. Somebody was driving.
It was on IG. I saw that.
Yeah, fuckers.
The memes. I haven't seen the movie.
Man,
the memes. Oh my god,
you gotta see them. If you haven't seen the movies, the memes are like 10 times funnier.
The movie is very entertaining. You know, people are saying it's trash, blah blah blah. It's not. It's entertaining. It's
right. People are saying it's trash.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw people that said it was trash.
I think I've seen more love than hate, though.
It was entertaining, but the story, like the way it ended, it was kind of like it felt a little flat at the end.
But it was the only ending that could have made sense.
That's true.
Because who could have lived through this? But Stevie Wonder and his homies.
I still don't know. They was running from when? I still don't know what
it was. The smoke monster from Lost.
It was like the happening.
I never watched.
It was John Locke.
You ever seen?
Never mind.
You never seen it happen?
I got it, Mike.
It's just like that. It's just like the happening, almost.
Well, but I think the ending gives them a chance to make a part two.
They don't need
obviously.
To make no goddamn
no,
part
they
two.
No, they don't.
I'm not trying to see
I don't
part
know.
Two.
I want to know what the fuck it was.
I don't need to know what it was. Look. The guy, if you go back and watch it, when I watched it the first time, when the dude, what's his name?
Larell?
No, the black guy. Rael.
When
Rael says, you know, there are demons in every culture that are different, and there's some that if you look at them you literally go crazy. I think that was her explanation. I just think that they didn't do enough to make you really pay close enough attention to his part.
Let me ask y'all this, like, why you think, and I didn't, maybe I need to watch it again, but like the people that were like, you see this open, like why they wasn't
the crazy, because they were crazy,
they were right. Okay,
because they were
the
crazy
people who wanted the guy,
no, I know what he's saying. What do you mean because they were crazy?
They were already like off.
No, I think I think the demon thing is, it needed followers. It needed people to.
Oh,
because otherwise, people are going to just be like, all right, I'm going to close my eyes. Fuck this motherfucker.
Right.
So it needed helpers.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Because if you take what Rael was saying, if Rael was correct, and these things are demons that are trying to get you to look at it, and if you look at it, you lose your mind and kill yourself, at some point, the demons everybody's are going to realize gone. Everyone's just going to figure out not to look at my ass. So I need disciples.
So
they didn't seem crazy to me.
Yeah. So I think it's both, because I think the people that were affected that could see it were people that were in mental institutions.
Right.
So those were the ones. Yeah.
He did say he was coming from the asylum or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, somebody, maybe I missed that.
Yeah.
Part
yeah. Remember yeah, when I think
the,
missed that.
The
okay.
first time
yeah.
they told us about it was the guy in the freeze. He was like, yeah, something wrong with him. Everybody knows he's kind of crazy around here.
Oh, yeah.
But,
y'all yeah. right. Okay. Yeah. I missed that part.
But
okay.
they
okay.
ended up turning into the followers and then they went out to try to get more people to either kill them off or probably find
light.
Somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did the white guy in the suit, did they say he was from a crazy place?
He was. Yeah.
Did they say that, though?
He escaped from a mental institution, but he made it seem like he was
a doctor or something.
Oh,
right.
I missed that whole shit.
Yeah,
okay.
I missed it, too, because I'm like, Gary, why is he...
Oh, that pissed me off.
You didn't like Gary?
No, I didn't dislike him. I was just like, that frustrated the fuck out of me. Because when he showed up, I knew something was up, and that stupid-ass fucking mashed potato-face-ass chick that let him in.
Yep.
Oh, I was so fucking pissed. I was like, why the fuck are you opening this fucking door by yourself?
Right. So you was with John, what's his name, Malkovich?
John Malkovich?
Yeah, the bald dude. Yeah.
I would have shot her, but I might have knocked her stupid-ass the fuck out.
Well, he told her to leave.
He told who to leave?
He told the guy to leave, and everybody was like, no.
No.
Well, I know he was already in there, but I was just mad that she went to the door and opened it by herself regardless. Like, you don't control this house. You just fucking got here.
Right.
Oh, that shit pissed me off.
And then the whole, what's my man name? Killshot dude.
Oh, Tom? MGK?
MGK.
Stupid motherfucker.
That whole plot line.
Yeah,
was,
what happened?
Yeah, like,
they stole the car and left.
And where? What happened? They just gone.
They did, hopefully. Because I'm like, MGK
walk
in and get the baddest chick in the house.
It was a lot of plot holes in the story.
I won't say a lot, but it was a couple.
It was a few.
I didn't really think that was a plot hole. I thought that was just them being like, we can survive better on our own, and they just took off.
So then what was the point of their characters?
What do you mean? To show that people become selfish when... fucking apocalyptic shit happens. Because that would happen. Look, if some shit popped off outside right now, you think all of us going to band together and be like, we're going to get through this, guys?
You wouldn't band with us?
I would, but I could tell a couple of these motherfuckers, like, these youngsters, look, we turn around, Khan be going, you know, sometimes we sit and record it, and we'll look around and Khan just don't be there.
Yeah. That's Khan how it would be. Khan would be the
one. Khan would be out. Megan be gone. Look, the only ones left is going to be Ken and Rod by themselves. Like, what happened?
I'm not leaving.
What happened? Oh, yeah, you're going to stay. You're going to stay with your man. But look, the second opportunity pops off, I might have to go.
And we're going to be like, don't take your ass out. like the fog.
Love that movie.
Might be eating up all the kind of balls.
Like, damn, Mike. Yeah, you know, the only part that really enraged me was how they did Rel.
Oh, yeah. That's
why did he have to sacrifice himself
just to save
for some motherfuckers he didn't know? Right. You could have just ran over there and pushed the guy.
Right.
That's why you gotta dive? Why you gotta dive in there?
What was this dive shit?
Right. Yo, big ass. You don't dive.
I know.
I don't know why any of the black people sacrificing themselves to white folks.
I understood why he did it at the end. That shit hit me. But yeah, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, whatever. Two things, and we don't. Maybe I shouldn't even say it, but the theories. One was that the win was social media, and the other was that the win was racism. And that.
Can we go ahead and say this?
What?
Did Sophie send you that second one?
No, I just saw it online. And I'm like, really?
The wind is racism.
We doing this, and that people don't want to look at racism and turn a blind eye to racism. But when you look at it, you go crazy.
Oh,
yeah, it was a lot of reaches. Boy, it was a lot of reaches.
Oh, social media is good for them reaches, and boy.
If it was Jordan Peele, then I'd be like,
wait until the Jordan Peele movie come out, then we can do that.
Right.
Little Bird Box. No, sir.
Yeah. Or yeah, it was. Yeah. Anyway. Dang, I had on here Spider-Man, but I think we're running a little long.
What was up with Spider-Man?
Just Mike. I heard Mike and B talking about it. I don't know if you guys.
I'll just be quick. Nah, shit was dope. That's it.
Same.
In the story.
It's fun.
Extremely fun.
It was fantastic.
I was just amazed at how they managed to pull that off, you know, because it's slightly like it's a comic. It's actually like almost like a comic book on screen.
Is that original story? A comic book story?
It is. Did you guys watch Aquaman?
Yes.
No, it was good.
You should go see it.
I'm not trying to see no Aquaman.
Yo,
I go see Bumblebee.
It's the better.
Bumblebee is tight.
Listen,
Aquaman, I ain't saying
Listen, it's the better DC movie.
Yeah.
Better than Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like saying it's a half good Iggy Azalea album.
Not necessarily. It's
Iggy Azalea's best album.
Because I like Wonder Woman.
I like Wonder Woman.
Is it better than Wonder Woman?
Look, Aquaman. Look, and you know I don't spend money on movies, or I tell y'all not to spend the money. This is definitely go to the movies with the family, with your significant other or somebody. It's a really good movie. It actually. All my expectations were extremely low. I'm just not a DC movie fan like that. But after watching it, and then how I think the biggest thing was, how are you going to translate water?
I was thinking that too.
And I thought it was super dope how they did it. Like, you could really tell that they were underwater or on land. Like, it just, like, they did a really good job.
I'll wait till it comes on video. I'm not trying to go to the theater to see no shit like that.
It's worth the money.
$95?
It's worth the money.
Not even three.
Go check out Bumblebee instead.
If you are an old school Transformers fan, it's worth it for. Oh, you saw it too?
It's worth it
for just the first 15 minutes.
Bruh. Really?
When they show the fight. This is in the trailer.
Okay.
When they're showing the war on Cybertron. Yeah, the fucking 10-year-old in me is like, oh my god, oh shit,
really? Bro,
yes.
Okay. And I love the way Prime looks. Yeah.
Prime,
the way Prime looks in these, it's like,
that's how he had to.
It's a retro. It's like retro. It's like, damn, that's the way we remember how Prime
looked.
How he acted. Yeah, how he
this
acted.
This is
too.
Prime.
Yeah.
This is how Prime was.
Yeah, that
was
Prime.
When Prime, don't matter. God damn it. When Prime came out, it was like, bow, bitch. Remember the cartoon movie at the beginning?
Yes.
When Prime comes out and
he's flipping over niggas?
Yes. And he transforms and the little fire comes out and he's like, bow, bitch. And he lands and he's just running. Bow, bitch. That's how man, this shit is so tight.
Okay,
it's like that. It definitely went down a little bit, but just for that first 10 minutes,
it's worth it.
My god, I was in the theater cheering.
That's what
I was like, oh my God, yes, prom. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Wasn't this the first movie?
Right, I know. And the thing that I like about it is that they captured the essence of that time with the music, with the vibe. It's just, and I was a little worried about it, and I don't know why I didn't never think about that. Damn. That it would make sense to do a Transformers movie in the 80s.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
Right. Because it's so 80s. Like, damn. It is so fucking
80s. That's 80s. Like, why the fuck did I even think about that?
Yeah.
I think the movies just kind of washed it away from me for some reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I saw that, this is the way it's supposed to be. Yes. This is the way it's supposed to be. The older cars. Like, this is the way it's supposed to be. This
and
is
they even have,
remember.
Like, throwbacks to the actual cartoon. Like,
oh,
this is
yeah.
It might give something away. Never mind. Okay. Just go see it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just go see it.
And I like
that.
Yeah, it was a lot of things that you pick up on. Like,
especially if you loved the cartoon Transformers movie, which is, like, in my top five favorite movies.
Yeah.
If you loved that,
so I'm a
you'll love at least half of this movie.
Okay. So, let me,
even, like, Starscream and them, they look the way they're supposed to look. Yeah. Like the fucking, the.
All right, real quick with it. Can they make a Unicron movie like from this?
I think they could, but I don't think they will.
What is Unicron?
Okay.
He's a planet eater.
She said, what is Unicron?
He is a planet that eats other planets.
So last thing.
Unicron.
Real quick. Shout out to Lauren Underwood for being sworn in as the youngest black woman in Congress. That's dope.
You go, girl.
That's what's up.
Yeah, funny. And 2019, man. So anything, and we can be quick. You guys planning on doing anything? What's your resolutions? I guess I should just.
It's going to be my year, y'all. It's going to be my year.
New year, new you.
New year, new me.
For me personally, man, 2018 was such a shit storm for me and my family that I'm just glad it's 2019. And the craziest thing is I'm still dragging things from 2018, unresolved things, into this year. So I'm just trying to resolve 2018, and I don't have no plans for 2019. I'm just still trying to take care of 2018, man.
Yep. Let it come and go.
Oh, wow.
I don't really get caught up into that. It's just another day for me to just to do what I want to do. That's just how I am.
I'm the same way.
I just never really get caught into that. Yeah. You know, we only did it one year where we did vision boards and stuff. That's the only time I ever like put that much thought into a new year.
Right.
Just for family purposes. But
I'm like that too.
Yeah, it's just the same thing for me, man. I'm always trying to get it.
If anything, I mean, I would probably do more reflecting or thinking like when my birthday come around. You know, it's like,
right.
Because technically that's like my happy new year. Because it's like a new age. You know what I'm saying? A new age. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah, that's but deep. That's your new year.
Yeah, that's my new year. My birthday
is literally your new year.
Yeah, my birthday is literally my new year. So I don't really get into the whole, January 1st, let me start.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, when my birthday, I think and reflect and stuff.
That's cool.
Every year.
Yeah. Nate was saying that too.
Two shits and shit. I never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That is tight. Fuck January. Shit.
You said, uh-oh, Ken. What did you say, uh-oh?
This long-ass question. I didn't even know we were still doing questions.
Oh,
yeah, we doing a question?
Did you answer?
I didn't answer.
Go ahead.
That's funny. I just touched on this on a blog I wrote yesterday, but much like FIFO, my 2018 ended rather crappy.
Tell everybody about the blog.
Yeah, so
I blog.
Yeah, so naturallynay.com. It's kind of where I extend what I do on my YouTube channel outside of natural hair and just kind of vent and talk about stuff outside that's not hair related. And so I posted an article yesterday where I just kind of outlined how my 2018 was and what I'm looking forward to 2019. And for 2019, I'm taking my black ass to therapy. That's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love it.
You want to come, FIFO?
I love it.
I'm already in therapy.
Praise God.
Oh, there we go. I love it.
Yes. I'm in therapy.
I love it.
Look, man, I need everything to go on my... I need all the help I can get.
I heard that. Sometimes you have to acknowledge the fact...
It's called, New Year, Same Old Me.
People need to acknowledge the fact...
I'm going
to
go check it out.
Thank you, boo. Yeah. We got to acknowledge the fact when we're not equipped to handle what's going on anymore. And you can. It's okay to get help, black people. It's okay to get help.
Yep.
Just if you could try to. Never mind.
No.
You know, if you could try to get you a black therapist, not because it's a race thing.
No, I get you. They can relate
to the issue that you're
female,
talking about.
A black woman. Yeah,
because me and the wife, we've been through like three different counselors, and the best one now has been a black male.
Yeah. Mm. And white people, same thing. Get yourself a white therapist. I imagine it's the same thing, but for a black person, it's just, they can relate and they can under, cause like I've noticed, cause I've had a couple, and I've noticed that when you start to talk about quote unquote black issues with certain white therapists, they kind of make a face. Like they don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
But if you're talking to, and not, they're not trying to be disrespectful or dismissive.
Because they can't relate
and they don't really understand. Mm-hmm. Even if they've heard it from other people, it's not really an empathy thing. Right. But
I haven't experienced this.
Exactly. Yep. And they don't teach how to handle that kind of shit in fucking school. Exactly. So, but yeah, anyways.
Yeah. Just for me, man, just be a little bit more focused, a little bit more goal-oriented. I set goals every year, and it's always fun to kind of go back and see, you know, what you accomplished, what you didn't, and some I forget about. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, I did do that, because they kind of stay on your subconscious. But a little bit more focused, definitely a little bit, definitely, you know, all business. And just like you guys, just kind of looking back at 2018 and just leaving shit back in 2018 and changes that, you know, I wanted to make, you know, go ahead and making them. And you know, we had to make a change, you know, this week, and we did that, and you know, it feels good to kind of move forward and focus on the things that, you know, that need to be focused on instead of just dragging something on and just having it linger. So so yeah, so that's pretty much it. Everything, you know, is you know, status quo. So this is the Pass the Mic segment. If you guys have questions, please send them over to our email, isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Or you can send it to us on Twitter via DM or Facebook or Instagram. So we have a reply update, I should say, to a question we got back in August of last year. And the question was, is blood thicker than water, or should I just throw my deuces up? Throw deuces up to my deadbeat dad. And she just wanted to. This was about, you know, her parents splitting. And her dad lying, and she was graduating, but she wanted to invite her dad there, but he wouldn't come if her mom was there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So, she just sent us an update, this week, 2 days ago, actually. She just wanted to reply. She said she was really listening to the podcast, and she said, really appreciate your thoughts. No disrespect, but I think it's all tying into something deeper. I've been trying and believing that I can get help with depression, suicidal thoughts, and my lack of confidence. Stuff like this always set me back. I really hope that maybe just giving things time will help, but it just feels like nothing is really going to change there. To make it worse, I don't feel I have any confidence to stand up for myself. I have no issues with cutting off people usually, but I don't have the courage to do it in this situation. I honestly feel kind of pathetic. It's expected that I'm the one that has to make the effort to deal with family who are happy to ignore me all the time. My boyfriend's dad treats me more like family than my actual dad, and honestly, that shit really hurts. I get told by friends, my boyfriend, and so on that I'm really amazing, but it hurts that I don't get that from my dad or even most of my extended family. I think more counseling is the answer, and hopefully I can build up from the ground again. Sorry, this is a bit of a downer. I was re-listening to the podcast, and it just came up that I didn't get back to you guys with an update. So thanks so much for all the stuff you do. It really cheers a girl up. All the best. So yeah, because I think we did ask her to send us an update.
Don't feel pathetic. Get yourself a little bit of help. You'll be all right.
So, hey, everyone, I've been listening to your podcast basically since the beginning, and I love every moment. So I've been dating this guy since April, and we made it official in September. Everything has been great, but unfortunately, his mother had a stroke in October, which meant he became the only one in his family that drives. So the past few months, he has been driving his mom, aunt, and cousin around way more than what he was before, which has affected the amount of time they have been able to spend together. The problem is, when I came home for winter break, my family had 8 events that I wanted him to attend. With me, he only came to 2, one being Christmas, because he had to be a taxi driver. I have been to see him and his family multiple times since I come home, but I don't feel the same effort is being reciprocated. I understand he was juggling a lot right now, having to take care of his family, financial, as well as being a taxi driver, but am I asking too much to just have my boyfriend around? He says he doesn't mind being around my family, that they're welcome. It's just that he is busy. That's pretty much it. Like, the rest is just more rambling.
So, he's not being... selfish, dude.
Like, yeah, and that's what she asked.
His mother had a stroke, right? Who had it? Somebody?
His grandmother.
Evie.
Come on, mom.
Yeah.
You're being a little selfish.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. It's not wrong to feel that, but at the end of the day, you have to have understanding and, like, okay, yeah, I want my man here, but
damn, he's handling business. He's doing what he got to do. Like, you got to, you kind of got to let that go. And then the moments that you do get, you got to make those extra special because you're not going to get the volume, obviously. So you got to make the time that you do get count for even more. So it's not wrong feeling how you feel, but it's, I would say it's wrong to express that act sentiment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and act on that. Because that's hella wrong.
What you think, Nate? You making faces.
Yeah. I thought the camera caught my face when Ken was reading that shit. Hell no.
Initially, I thought the same thing, but let me think about it. I'm in a brand new relationship, and I never see you.
April made it official in September. Something went down.
Right. And if we're not spending time together, because you had, understandably so, if we're not building because you're busy, what am I in a relationship with?
She says she don't want to have boyfriend. They didn't spend New Year's together.
Right. So I'm not spending holidays with you. I don't spend any time with you. Do we really have a relationship, or are you just too, you have too much going on right now to really have time for one? And that's okay. And we can be friends. I don't think there's anything wrong with what she's saying. And I do think that sometimes life happens and the amount, because let's be real. If you want a real relationship, if you're really trying to build, that takes time and work and effort. And if you don't have that to give because you're understandably handling stuff with your family.
So you think the timing is wrong, right?
It is.
Maybe just once he
did everything. It is. You just, it sounds like, I mean, you guys may just need to have a conversation and you just be his friend through this
yeah.
But you don't really,
because you need more.
Yeah, you just really don't have the time. You have too much going on to really be able to put forth the effort in a relationship right now. And I mean, eventually, I mean, if y'all ain't seeing together, I mean, y'all ain't fucking. And if y'all having sex, people have needs, things happen, and it can cause problems down the line. So just address it now.
Yeah, but you're talking about this friend thing, right? Like, if you're emotionally involved, like, how easy is it to just take that one step back? I think that would make it even more difficult.
It may be difficult, but could it not prevent some resentment down the line?
And it don't sound like it will be that difficult, because it sounds like she's extremely frustrated, right, by what's going on, and that she's kind of trying to decide, like, is it even worth staying around if I can't have him around the way I would like?
But then, it's kind of like we only get half of the story because we don't know how he feels and all of this.
Right. I mean, we don't know how he feels, but we know his situation, which is making her feel the way she's feeling.
I mean, who's to say he don't feel guilty that I'm not able to do this stuff because I just don't have the time. And it's not fair to him to feel like he has to be pulled another way when he's dealing with sincere issues with his parent, with his family.
Might be best to just cut it off altogether. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But then cut it off altogether and not friends.
Yeah, I can. I mean, he needs support, and who knows what's going on better than she. So she should be able to be his shoulder. Like, she gonna have to get over that now. Like, still be there for him. Don't say, I can't deal with you because you got stuff going on. No, be there, just not in that relationship capacity, because that title, I have obligations that come with that title. And if you can't meet those obligations, then we got problems.
And maybe they can rekindle later on. Like, this isn't going to be forever, I assume. So maybe they stay friends and, you know, they get back to
it.
But we don't know what's happening with the rest of the family, right? Because if the grandma, with his family,
mm-hmm.
because if the grandma had a stroke, right, and now he's having to pick up so much more slack, that means that the rest of his family is young. And that means that this isn't going to be... Well, then
there's something going on because they're not there, because where's his mother or father?
Exactly.
So there's gaps there. So there's issues.
Exactly. So this may not be just a temporary thing as grandma gets better. This might be, you know, he might be the main.
Yeah.
I feel you. So,
and if she has problems with it now, then she's definitely going to have problems with it later.
And they probably didn't even really get a chance to
get
really, really close, because they started officially dating in September. I don't know what's going on prior to then. But all this went down in October.
That's when they became official, but they met each other in April. So they dated like almost 6-7 months.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so, either way. Yeah. I my only advice would be just to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
Don't express it the way you expressed it in this letter. You didn't express it mean or anything, but just from hearing it. Yeah. Just
everybody's face
was
like, what? Bitch, you're selfish.
Yeah. Cause that's how it came off. It came off like you're only thinking about yourself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's the case, but that's just how it sounds. So you should definitely have a talk with him. Just be very soft and
understand that.
Right.
I understand what you got going on, and I just don't want to be an add to your burden.
Exactly.
I don't
want to
continue.
On yourself.
Yeah. I don't need to add to your stress.
Yeah, just find you another man to fill that time while he's not there.
Come on, bro.
I mean, that'll solve all
you know,
your
you
problems.
You know, he was waiting.
I'm telling you, man.
If he ain't here, you get them snacks somewhere else. You better get you some animal cookies or something.
Something.
He was waiting.
Damn, you wouldn't have been alone on New Year's, I tell you that.
Damn.
Or if you were alone, it's because... Never mind.
Never mind.
Before we close out,
anyway.
Before we close out, I have to. The Tinder black soap situation. Oh, please tell us about that. The Tinder black soap situation. Please tell us about that.
That was a joke.
What you mean?
First of all, I'm not on Tinder. Second of all, out here. No.
I went to a gift exchange.
I went to a gift exchange. Was it last night? Last night.
Give us some context. Yeah,
I'll post it. I'll show y'all the picture.
And we'll put it on the mic still on Instagram, I guess.
I went to a gift exchange and somebody got this.
What it is
this black soap, but there's like this half naked brother on the front with like this little, what do you call those
a little speedo.
And the shit says Negro Destructor on it. So of course, when they got the shit, those me and a black chick at the table, and I'm looking at her like, okay, is she gonna say anything? Because I can see like, no, I can tell like the person who bought it was like, oh fuck. This probably wasn't really funny for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and I was like, if you're on a Tinder date and you go back to her house and she has this on her on her bathroom sink, what do you do? And I will tell you, Twitter, you did not disappoint.
Other than
the people that didn't realize that it was kind of a joke, and they're being
well, you know, it's just black soap and, you know, you're taking it to...
Shut the fuck up. Right. The rest of y'all, I promise y'all had me in tears. But yeah, no, it wasn't serious.
All right,
it wasn't serious.
I saw it on Facebook.
He was so confused.
Yeah. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, really?
He was like, wait a minute. I have to ask him about this. I don't know.
I was like, when did he get on Tinder, first of all?
Hell nah.
Like, but yeah, not because I saw it on Facebook.
Right.
And the way I use Facebook, it'd be serious stuff.
I hear you.
See, if it was Twitter, I would have been like, oh, it's a joke. But because it was on Facebook, I didn't know if it was a joke or not.
No, I mean, I wanted people to think that I really did go to some Tinder girl's house. I just didn't want people to be like, well, no, it's just black soap, and therefore you shouldn't be concerned. I'm like, because Lex did that. He's like, nah, man, it's just black soap. I'm like, Lex, how you just going to ruin the joke? But I thought the shit was fucking funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's all it was.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening, man.
Wait, hold on, real quick.
What do you think, bro?
Let me ask. So what would y'all do? Let's say if you went back to some chick's house and she had some soap on the fucking bathroom sink that said Negro Destructor. Because Luke James said it best. He said either you're going to get murdered or you're going to have the best fucking of your life. So would y'all stick around or would y'all bounce?
Knowing me, I would ask her about it. I'd probably break it. What's up with this?
Yeah.
What you into?
That's why I would get that too.
I need to know.
So why you got this? Like,
what's going on? Like, why would you ask? I would just be like, oh, it's about to be a good ass night. This is about to be a good. Negro Destructor on the fucking
I'm the type of person, and
it's a tourist thing.
We like to know what we're getting ourselves into. Yep. Like, yep. That's just what it
just
is.
So I can make that informed decision.
Don't worry about it.
Damn, you crazy.
Oh, we are done.
Damn. All right.